John chapter 5, verses 31 through 47. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. Another testifies about me, and I know that his testimony is true. You sent to John, and he has testified about the truth. However, I do not receive human testimony. I am saying these things that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's, the works which the Father has given me to finish, the works themselves which I do testify of me, that the Father has sent me. The Father who has sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice, neither have you seen his form. You do not have his teaching abiding in you, for you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the Scriptures, because you think you have eternal life in them. Instead, they testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me, that you might have life. I do not receive glory from men, but I know you, that you do not have God's love in you. I have come in my Father's name, but you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe, since you receive glory from one another, but you do not seek the glory from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. He who accuses you is Moses, in whom you have hoped. If you have believed Moses, you would also believe me, for he wrote about me. If you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Mark chapter 2, verses 23 through 28. It came about that on the Sabbath he was going through the grain fields. His disciples began to make away, picking heads of wheat. But the Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing on the Sabbath what is not lawful?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he had a need, and he was hungry and those with him? How he went into God's house and ate the sacred bread, which, except for the priests, it is not lawful to eat. And he also gave to those with him. The Sabbath was created for the sake of man, not man for the sake of the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. On the Sabbath, Jesus walked through a field of standing grain. His disciples were hungry and began to pick and eat heads of wheat. The Pharisees saw what they did and rebuked him. "Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath." He replied, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry and his companions? How he entered God's house and ate the sacred bread, which was not lawful either for him or his companions, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple desecrate the Sabbath and are blameless? But I am saying to you that someone greater than the temple is here. If you had known what this scripture means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would have not condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is master of the Sabbath." Luke chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. On a Sabbath, as he was going through grain fields, his disciples were pulling and eating heads of wheat, rubbing them with their hands. Some Pharisees asked, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered them, "Have you not read what David did when he and those with him were hungry? How he entered God's house and ate the sacred bread, and gave to those with him, which was only lawful for the priests to eat?" He continued, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath."